You are listening to Omnus Protocol. I am Charles, also known as Omnus, and I am here with Lexa, Queen of the Morlocks. What's going on?
Not too much. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I still need to type out an official response to like what the ruling on Red Skull Master of Hydra is going to be. I spent a long time thinking about it today, which is weird because I thought I was totally settled, and then I had this weird moment this morning where I was like, did I give this enough time? Do I need to like re-examine this? And I think I'm back to where I started anyway. But I wanted to make sure I was giving it the full mental load, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's important for us to come into an event having thought things through and not made it so that a ruling we make is going to determine the game.
Yeah, and that's part of the, like, normally speaking, we would just, if there's not a rule, we'd probably go as close to read as written as possible. Mm-hmm. The problem is it doesn't have any timing, which if we go read as written, you could literally activate Red Skull Master of Hydra at any point during the attack.
Yeah.
And I can't even fathom the possible situations that could come up from that. And man, would it suck to have a game get determined by some weird, like, well, I'm gonna activate this at the, you know, defender modifies, like,
yeah.
You know, it's just like weird. If there's no specified timing, then it's either you can't do it at all or you can do it at any time. And so we got to pick something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that's just like, it's not really a fun thing to decide for sure. But we're going to pick something and that'll be announced soon. But Lexa, we're gearing up back to LVO. It's only, man, it's like 2.5 weeks away or something, or at least for when we leave.
Yeah, 3 weeks from yesterday is when I fly out.
3 weeks from yesterday. Yeah, pretty close. What time? Because you're getting in on Monday, same as me, right? And what time do you get in?
Evening, if I recall correctly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm early evening this time around. But I'm also excited to just have some time to waste this time around. There was something about, you know, I think last year we had kind of scheduled it where our you know, Pacific Northwest squad was kind of showing up on, I think we showed up on Tuesday, but getting in like late Tuesday night and then really just having Wednesday to mess around before, you know, because Thursday for us is set up, right? And so we got a big setup in the middle of the day. So that's not really like a mess around in Vegas day. And I think arriving on Monday will give, you know, me and gives you two, you know, like just two full days to kind of just fuck around in Vegas and unwind before the full LVO kickoff. Mm-hmm. But listeners, I thought it would be fun for Lex and I to kind of dive into the side formats a little bit. We've already, you know, obviously Tyson and I already explained them, but we thought it might be fun to talk tactics for these a little bit. Yeah, they're side formats, but at the same time, it's not like you don't want to win.
Yeah.
Or you know, you just might be trying to figure out the best thing for the build. So let's start with the Friday event because this is new for us. Not new for everybody, but it's new for us. But you're gonna run the affiliation battle. On Friday, which is something we wanted to do the prior year, but we were a little concerned that it would be too one-sided or there wouldn't really be enough affiliations. But it's a really popular format. Are you looking forward to this one?
It's not going to be my favorite of the weekend, but it's definitely on the upper echelon. It's a really interesting event. I think there are going to be some fun factions in play. We do have our house rule that is going to possibly bring Sentinels to the board.
Yeah, that'll be fun to see. Like I said, mad points. If someone just brings a cool painted Sentinel force with my other robot characters. That would be fun. But yeah, I can see this format isn't perfectly Lexa style, right? It's definitely, it's a little bit more for the fluff bunnies. Mm-hmm. It's the people who are just really dedicated to a faction and often can't fit in some of the characters they think are really interesting that maybe like just don't quite make your 10. Mm-hmm. But in this format, you're like, oh, well, I already like my affiliation and now I have a really good excuse to really kind of play all of my favorite characters for my favorite affiliation. Yeah. Whereas you definitely like mixing in the jank.
Yeah, I have built my brand around out of affiliation. So affiliation by it all is kind of against the brand.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would be kind of weird if you were like, oh, I'm super excited about the affiliation battle. Lexa, you starting a sideshow or something? But yeah, I think, obviously, I mean, no hot take here, but Guardians are still going to do really fucking well in this format. Do you think there's anything that stands out to you as, you know, something that can run in the affiliation battle that's going to potentially do pretty well to challenge the kind of Guardian Supreme?
I don't know about practicality, but I do have a Dark Horse option I've been side-eyeing.
Ooh, I'm about these horses that are not very light. Tell me more.
I think Defenders actually has a really good affiliation battle roster at this point.
Yeah. I mean, you get, you know, you have the new Daredevil leadership. You got Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Hulk.
You get Elektra, so you do have a grunt if you're looking to do grunt plays.
Yep.
You get both Hulks. You get Valkyrie.
Yep, also true.
And
I wonder, you know, I'm just all of a sudden thinking, I was like, would A-Force, right? Because you get access to like classic Carol to kind of counter the Ghost Rider middle shenanigans. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of in-affiliation tools, right? They've got Black Cat for steals. They've got multiple two threats. You know, obviously you're still stuck with that six threat leader. That could be a problem, but you have bodyguards for days.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously we've seen, you know, OG Carol does pretty well against Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm. And there's not something that jumps out at me as like, oh, A-Force really needs Splash X.
Yeah.
Like, it's always kind of been that A-Force has a good thing, but it's not necessarily, you know, part of the thing is like when you have She-Hulk, you can't really splash that much. But if you can't splash in the format, like maybe A-Force could be a sweet, you know, horse that is adverse to light.
Now, I also think that at this point, Wakanda is just a killer no filler faction for characters.
Yeah, I can see that. I think they're still a little wonky for three threats.
They're not perfect, but I think like there is no character in that affiliation you feel bad about taking, which is better than some affiliations.
Yeah. You know, also, I've never really seen it do super well in the affiliation battle formats, but Criminals is now super deep.
Yeah.
You know, they have such a good mix of characters. And yeah, they often rely on splashes, but when you've got both Kingpin and Daredevil, and there's even been some people exploring Claw leadership stuff, which I don't know if that would work in affiliation battle
and
or not.
Udok.
But, you know, again, you get access to Black Cat. You get access to Ulic. Mm-hmm. You get access to a whole mix of really powerful characters.
And the affiliated cards are super good.
Yes, they have the bomb diggity for affiliated cards.
And
so,
one of the affiliated cards, I think, is actually pretty good into Guardians.
Yeah, because they could steal priority, right?
And not then, even the one I was thinking of.
I realized as soon as I said it, I was like, I bet you're thinking about the other one. But you could steal priority to try to take a Ghost Rider activation away from Guardians, which is pretty significant in itself. But you also have Shadow yep. Organization, right? Where suddenly you could, you know, make it really hard for them to shoot their guns for a turn. That's not insignificant. Mm-hmm. Who else jumps out
at you? Let's see. Another faction that has a hard time splashing, but I actually think has a lot of tools at this point, Asgard.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I mean, they certainly have a stronger mix of characters. My instinct is that with new Asgard characters on the horizon, that this will not be Asgard's time to shine, but maybe. I would be happily surprised. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I mean, no surprise, Avengers never yep. suck. So I would expect Avengers to do reasonably well. But Cabal, like, obviously, we were a little concerned. Like, Malekith had just been nerfed before LVO last yeah. year. But now Cabal feels like an interesting contender with Red Skull Master of Hydra, opens them up to not just playing the Malekith game as much.
And,
you know, and again, they've got Ulic, Zemo. Like, they have great characters.
And as you have experienced for me, I also think there is still life in Red Skull 1 yeah, as a leader yeah. and just, you know, the mobility he allows for an Ulic Zemo team.
Yeah, I mean, most of the things that you want for that sort of team where you use the cube, you get power, you advance R&D so everybody's charges and stuff are online. The characters are largely affiliated, yeah. right? It's Zemo and Ulic.
Zemo, Ulic, Killmonger.
Yeah, there's not really a shortage. You could still do, you know, Mordo mm-hmm. in there, right? If you're, you know, trying to have Mordo be the one who plays advanced R&D. There's some strong plays with that for sure.
And on these things, I will never discount Brotherhood. I think Brotherhood has a super solid list of characters.
Yeah. And on the same vein, like, X-Men are yeah. solid, right? I'm not sure they're kings of the format or anything. But when you have a built-in, I can always do a midline steal, mm-hmm. right? Like, that kind of stuff is good. And but them missing some key splash characters could certainly hold them back. But maybe it just gives a good time for people to try out Emma and Headmistress
oh.
and get some more Psylocke action yeah. in there. Play Cable in there. You know, there's a whole slew of things that maybe haven't been fully explored. Mm-hmm. Or if someone's just, like, ready to figure out Scott, right? Maybe this is the format where you're just like, well, fine, I've got to – if I'm going to play all my X-Boys, let's just force Scott through the ringer and see what see what happens at the
yeah,
other end.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, we could – I was ready to say, like, could Black Order do this? And then I, like, this is still a really awkward format for
it
them.
Is, but also they are the Thanos Cosmic Ghost Rider Corvus list.
Oh my god, I totally forgot that they also get Cosmic
yes,
Ghost Rider.
Yes, he has the Black Order affiliated
card. Yeah, Black Order could be scary.
Yeah.
You know, they come to murder.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we've hit on a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Anything out of the new core set that you think has a big chance to shine in this situation? I mean, I would love to say the new Spider Foes, but I'm a very splash heavy
oh, yeah.
with them.
I think S.H.I.E.L.D. just has enough feet now where they could run a full roster and still do what they're planning on doing. They lose their yeah. one major splash, but I think in this format you can make it past that. And everyone forgets they have an affiliation steal.
Yes. It's not steal. It doesn't steal everything, but it's still
yeah.
a steal.
And it's repeatable.
Yeah, they've got a... they've got a lot of tools. And now having access to Iron mm-hmm. Man as well, that is quite good. This could be an opportunity to see maybe new Bucky shine a little bit, yeah. right? When you're not able to do splash characters, suddenly he gets a little bit more appealing, especially for Cabal and Hydra.
Yep.
Right? Where
Soldat is very good card.
Soldat activated. Yeah. So maybe he's a sleeper pick for this one. Like, if you haven't tried him out that much, I think he could certainly come out and shine. I actually would not be surprised to see new Zemo work well as a Hydra yeah. leader in this format, right? Because he can turn Viper into his midline yep. steel. You know, there's some cool
tech. You can fit in some of the wackier cards that they have, like Two Ash and Cinder and stuff like that, and get some. And those are solid cards.
Yeah, I mean, Inevitable Betrayal. Yeah. Like, you can't, but when you're playing in an affiliation battle, so everyone on your team can play mm-hmm. it, that's a pretty big improvement. Whereas, obviously, a lot of time you want like super cool characters that you're splashing in. You want, you know, you want Hulk with elves, and I can't remember the name of the card. Sleeper Agent Hulk, you know, but. All right. Well, I'm really excited. Uh-huh. This is a format that Tyson and I have talked about for multiple years, and we're really glad that we feel like that it's probably in the best state it might ever have been mm-hmm. in. So I'm really excited to see how this goes down and see how it goes for you. Are there people? Is it only going to be qualified people playing in it? Is there going to be some people who are excited about the Friday format who don't care about the Invitational? I'm looking forward to hearing
it. I have no idea yet, but I will let you know once I know.
Yeah, I'd be really curious as you're talking to players and kind of getting feedback on the stuff. Like, what was this? Was this a draw? Did people? Is it just a thing that they're doing that day? You know, I would be curious to mm-hmm. know. But let's switch over and talk about gymnastics.
Now, this is my event.
I'm gonna clarify the rules one yes. more time, because I was just answering questions about this under Discord today. Keep in mind, it's basically three fundamental changes. First, you do not assign gems in your roster. Mm-hmm. Don't do it at all. Totally unnecessary. You assign gems when you're building your actual team, and you can use all of them or none of them. Assume that everybody has the gems rules. Mm-hmm. So it's like you look down at Star-Lord's card and it says power. Just assume that it says all of them, right? But then the same rule still applies, that even though Corvus can take reality or time, mm-hmm. he can't take both. That's characters can only have one. That rule is still in effect. Even though every character says that they can take all of them, they do not gain Thanos' rule that says you can take two. Thanos can still yep. take two. That's on his card. He's still allowed to do that. And then the third thing is just like when you're assigning gems, you get one for free.
Yeah.
So one of them does not increase the threat cost of the character. I am realizing, especially with Wakanda on the rise, we might do something to mark which one's free.
Yeah.
So if people have multiple, that you can very clearly, maybe it's just a post-it note or yeah. something, but something where you can like declare, so it's very clear to your opponent, if they've got Killmonger and they're trying to usurp the throne, what things actually are at yes. threat level wise.
Very fair.
But yeah, I'm really happy that we were able to keep this one around. Obviously, this is a format, even though I haven't gotten to play it, it's a format that spawned from my own personal craziness. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Like, you watched this last year.
It was
year.
So much fun last year.
Did you see anything that was really crazy? So, like, what do you think is going to rise to the top?
So, I'm going to start with rise to the top, because I think there's one answer I am very scared of and very excited to see.
Okay. Tell me. I'm
Reality
excited.
Ulic.
That could be brutal. That could be
it
brutal.
Gets him the extra power to get turn one hop. And suddenly he's better on offense and defense, and he was already a beast on defense.
Yeah, he's got good defense pools. Getting him any kind of like a little bit more consistency on those six dice attacks could be huge. Cabal's in a decent spot. You know, criminals are in a decent spot. You know, we could absolutely see it. I mean, my money would still probably be on Reality Medusa being nutso bonkers good, especially with Black Bolt getting the big buff, right? Mm-hmm. And now Inhumans are a little more on the radar. There's new releases for A-Force, so that could push up Medusa as well. I think just the fact that you could lock in the crit to help get off the flurries, and you're just, I just, and it's the same thing for her. It turns on her royal decree. Yep. Yeah, royal decree is the siblings in arms effect. So I do think those two, but still also in the Inhumans, I'm a little concerned about Black Bolt with the space gem.
Yeah.
Like, you give that guy mobility, and does that become a problem? Because he's a really stacked five threat right now.
Speaking of stacked characters, I think Soul Gem Dynamo is going to be a problem.
Soul Gem Dynamo.
Because I think Dynamo is that midline specialist, so he's going to earn more power from the Soul Gem than the Power Gem, and just getting him so he is always playing Disruption Field.
Yeah, it does. It turns on his jump right away, which means he can walk, hop, blast, you know, get multiple power, immediately have the stuff online. Yeah, I could totally see that. That does put a lot. Yeah, that would be a menace. That would be so much to chew through. Yeah. That sounds like someone who just hates their friends, you know?
And then speaking of mobility.
Okay. You know I love mobility.
I think there is definitely a case. this is going to be so dumb. I'm here for it.
Give me the stupidity.
I want to play Space Gem Crossbones Merciless Mark.
You said dumb, and I was not prepared. You warned me.
I did.
Oh my god.
But like being able to Space Gem to set up beams, and I think he actually has a pretty dang solid beam overall, and then like doing a combination of Space Gem and Hit and Run to allow him to just have so much mobility in a game. For a character that has a short move on a small base.
Yeah. I'm excited about some of your other ones. I'm not sure I smell what the Brock is cooking, is what I'm saying.
Well, on a much more practical note, Power Gem Electra.
Oh. I think you could also do Space Gem Electra. Would also... Mm-hmm. Giving her a little bit more, because sometimes she just needs to get into range of that, you know, throw the, you know, being able to just like immediately. There's just so many times when I've played her that she's just outside of range three, and you're just like, oh, if I was just a little bit closer. Would be really cool if she was actually in Midnight Suns, now that I think about it. That would be sweet. I know that probably doesn't make sense, but. Yeah, I could totally see that. She's a really solid character, I think, just in general.
Also, Power Gem on Apex.
Yeah. Power Gem Apex could be a lot. That could get mad, because he's gonna just like walk and throw himself, punch someone right away. And that's just always online. Yeah, that's really, and he's a character. I would be even if you're playing something else, right? Like, say you're playing Weapon X, and you're just like, I'm gonna do reality Logan. Mm-hmm. You know, I am not opposed to paying five for Power Apex.
Yeah.
He's already got the health pool right. You have access to exceptional healing. He's a character you don't want to attack to begin with. I would not be... That is certainly a team where I could see, like... You could play actually a lot of gems. Like, I'll do Space Domino with Power Apex and then, like, Reality Logan. Oh, my God. That sounds like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I do also think, in general, I think watching out for X-Force in this format. I mean, there's a lot of characters you can stick Reality on. But I think Reality Cable, we do not know what's coming. Cable is already so good. Like, what that boy does, like, he's already just feels like he's just fucking online all the time. That could certainly be nuts.
Also, I think people will underrate the Mind Gem, and I think the Mind Gem is very good.
Man, just what about, like, just like Mind Gem Kingpin?
Mind Gem Kingpin? I'm always tempted by the magical Christmas land of Mind Gem Green Goblin.
Okay.
So you can walk people into your building explosion.
Not my Christmas land, but yeah. Okay. That's a thing. Fair. I'm with you.
Like, if you want to play Spider-Foe's trap with a Mind Gem person, you are going to have a time.
You could also just do, like, a Web Warriors thing, and you're just, like, fucking give, like, Daredevil or Moon Knight the Mind Gem.
No, that is Gwen. Give Gwen the Mind Gem.
No, like, she already does so much stuff. Like, I think you just let Gwen do her Gwen thing. But I think if you can turn on one of the other Web Warriors characters and, like, add them to your... So we already have an amazing Spider-Man, right, that generates a little bit more power. And he's pretty hard to kill. Would we stick a gem on him?
Oh, God, Reality, like, Amazing Peter sounds like just too much to get through.
Yeah, you're never killing that guy, and he might actually start killing stuff.
Though, Dark Horse option doesn't even require a gem in this, though I would throw Power Gem on her. Squirrel Girl in this meta. Just shut off whoever is playing the Reality Gem.
Yeah. That could certainly be a thing. Like, we weren't thinking about Immortal Hulk last year for this. And so I do have a little bit of concerns of, like, is Immortal Hulk too crazy with a gem? And, like, that's one of the things that I would almost say, like, watch for this. Like, because Immortal Hulk probably skates a line, right? He's not one that we've restricted what gems you can put on him. But that's a character who can do a lot and is really hard to get off the table.
Yes, for sure.
And so there's certainly an element there where I think a particular gem on him, and I'm not even sure which one. Like, obviously, Reality is really good. But it's also something where it gives Midnight Suns some interesting ability to customize their threat level, right? Where you're like, oh, I want to play 3 wide so that I can go to Super Murder Town. But now you're like, okay, well, I'll do Blade and Hulk, and then Hulk gets Reality for free. So I'm at 12, and then you're like, okay, it's 19. And you're just like, you're going to potentially add gems to your other two characters just so you can perfectly stay three wide.
Also,
I just okay.
Go ahead.
You ready? You ready for a little jank?
Yes, of course.
I just realized that this is a format where you could do this, and it's a card that I really like that normally does not get played at all. But I have to remember what the fucking name of the card is.
Describe it to me.
So bear with me. Oh, I'm just looking it up. I know who can play it. So, on patrol, if you give a gem to Carol and a gem to Spider-Woman,
you can play at turn one.
They can play on patrol round one. That, like, flip secures. We, We know my brand.
We know your brand.
Right? Like, could you imagine dropping Flip Secures and being like on patrol round mm-hmm. one with Spider-Woman and Carol? Mm-hmm. Like, moving every time you interact or pick up and oh my god, that would be that might be the thing that I would do. If I got to play in this, I think I would do it. I think I would.
Also on my dumb line of things, because I feel the need to shout out every gem today. I think Scourge likes the time gem. I think he likes any gem.
I think
But I don't think he's, like, a priority target for reality. But he wants a little bit of help on, like, keeping consistent on attacks. He likes the extra power to throw every turn. Like, I think he could use the time gem pretty well.
Yeah, I can see it. Sorry, I'm still hung up on this. I can give reality to Spider-Woman and power to new Carol Danvers. Because on patrol says Carol Danvers, not Captain
yep.
Marvel. So I could play two of the coolest looking badass ladies in MCP and do really funny things on Flip Secures.
Yes, you could.
Oh my god. This sounds fun. Please, listener, if you're planning to do, I can't play in the mm-hmm. event. Would someone do this, please? I don't care which Carol you play. I'm good with either Carol. Would just someone do this? I want to hear about it in action. This sounds so much fun.
Yeah, that is just...
Who will be my hero?
This is the perfect Omni setup.
I did not have this prepared when we planned to do this episode. This literally came to me right now. But I look at that card every once in a while, and it's a card that makes me consider playing Dormammu. Just so that I can play the card round one.
Mm-hmm.
But you could do it in this format.
Yes, you can.
And that just... And the thing is, you don't have to commit to it, mm-hmm. right? You can just be like, oh, did the pay to flip come up? And like, and is it a decent extract? Then boom, you give, you know, it's two characters in your roster. And then you could still do a lot of other things. And you're just like, oh, we're playing Spider Portals and Spider Infected? Whew. Well, let's dance.
Yes.
Oh my god. Please, please, listeners. One of you do this for me, and I will come by. If Lexa, if you hear about someone doing this,
I will flag
please
you
tell
down.
Me so I can come by and check it out. Yes. This sounds amazing. All right. Well, anything else that we wanted to shout out in gymnastics? Anything else on your radar you're excited about?
Nothing particularly. Like, I think there are some funny options. I've mentioned a couple. I'm also thinking, like, Helios Lethal with a reality gem is kind of hysterical.
It's fine. Oh, you could just... We've been trying to, like, do a kind of, like, new corset thing. What if you just, like, play S.H.I.E.L.D., but you give Iron Man the power
gem?
Yeah,
that is entirely possible.
You're just like, and everything is online, motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, Stark Armory is online. Helios is online. Leadership is online. Rerolls for people is mm-hmm. online. Like, maybe that's a situation. Because right in this format, you could choose in the moment.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, you're looking at their list, and you see a bunch of, like, activated superpowers or something, you could go soul on him.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an unreasonable situation. If you think it's going to be center line and that's something that S.H.I.E.L.D. likes anyway, I think a free soul on Iron Man could lead to a lot of rerolls.
Yes, for sure. So then we also are doing the timeline event.
Yeah, timeline. This is probably the biggest, you know, X factor. Yes. No pun intended. I do not know what to expect
yeah.
for this.
I don't either. Like, I think X-Force is a little bit scary.
Yeah, X-Force is really strong mm-hmm. in this. So how about for this one, let's approach it slightly differently, because I think it's really hard to predict what we're going to see for this. What do you want to see? What's the affiliation on the timeline list or the character that you want to see, like, shine, and you're just like, have people walk away and they're, you know, fucking, it's not going to be fucking Sentinels. Let's be honest. That's not going to happen. But
so actually it's pretty simple, because it's I've only built one of my three timelines list of, like, speculative if I would ever play timelines, here's what my list would be. And it was just because I played it in an unrestricted form the week before at it, and it's just attack on your opponent's turn with Red Skull 3. Between Float At, they can splash in Daredevil. I don't think OG Sabretooth is in the document, so they don't get that. But, like, they get a...
No, OG Sabretooth is in.
Okay, I couldn't remember. But...
They did not put in Logan or Apex, so yes. Both Wolverine and OG Sabretooth are in.
So you get OG Sabretooth also in affiliation for that, and just being able to use that leadership on every single counterattack you can make, so nice.
Yeah, that's absolutely a thing. Yeah, that would be kind of, that would be just like a cool thing to see in action. I'm here for the Doc Ock guys, right? You know, I would love to see what people come up with. I still haven't, like, fully dove into the idea, because I'm thinking about doing a podcast on it, but I want to build the idea from the end of the last episode, which was Doc Ock foes mixed with Mystique.
Interesting.
Because they kind of cover each other's crises, like, perfectly. Mm-hmm. And there's enough interesting, like, character crossover anyway. It feels like it could work, but you got to narrow it down. So that's going to be a project. I've been trying not to think about it too much, because I think it would be a fun episode to, like, build live.
That's fair. I've started a local Spurs player after a recent tournament went, like, cool, I feel like I've reached the apex of Spurs. I'm trying other stuff. And I'm like, cool, now I'm going to try Spurs, now that we don't have a local Spurs player.
Yeah.
So I do have some thoughts, because I've started to pick them up. And I think there are some interesting options on the table with them.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. All right, well, we're not going to dive into timelines that much. The other format is going to be the team event, which was going to be the same thing as last year, right? It's three players, no character crossover, which we might be slightly flexible with the teams that we're patching together.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it'll be three players, 30 different characters. Do you expect a big shift from last year, right? Like, obviously, X-Men are down a peg, right? Guardians are up a peg.
I think Criminal Syndicate will continue to be a value third team for every list. Kingpin, Criminal Syndicate, when you can control their matchup, I think...
Yeah, that's
fair.
...is
a value third team.
Right, and then it also, you know, with criminals, I think it's not terribly unreasonable for you to, you know, with no character crossover, to be able to look over and just be like, oh, we just need to keep the criminals away from that guy, the webs player, or whatever, you know. And we're like, I think we can put the criminals player into either of the other two, because, you know, some of their, like, problematic characters, you know, are... You know, if they're spread thin across the three lists, that's fine. And, you know, it's just, you have to just look for the roster that has the most clustered of, like, anti-criminal stuff. I agree with that. Criminals also has a really good suite of, you know, affiliated characters that, for the most part, not too many people want. Like, obviously, Black Cat is really good and Ulic is really good. But at the same time, I feel like with three lists, it's not that difficult to give criminals what they want and then still have two absolutely not so good rosters going along with
it. For sure. Also, in that value third category, webs.
Yeah, webs. I mean, they might be value number two. They might be above the third slot, you know? Webbs has a lot of potential in the meta. But again, this kind of, in a certain way, this ends up being kind of the most competitive of the events that you're running, because what we had happen last year, which I would not be surprised if it happens again, that a certain degree of people in the Invitational just decide they want to do the team event. You know, either because they're not doing well enough, or they don't think that they're in competition for affiliation prizes, or you know, they're just like, hey, I've got a loss, and team event sounds super fucking fun. Love team events, you know.
Well, to recount a story from last year, we had one table where they came up to me the night before, because you announced the pairings the night before of the first day of the tournament, and they were like, so, whichever one of us loses is going to register for gymnastics immediately. And I'm like, okay, I will make sure there's a spot for you.
Okay, yeah. I have this generic slot. This will be whichever one of you loses. That's cool, though. I like that people were immediately like, hey, I want to go into the gymnastics event if I'm not continuing on in the Invitational. And that was a big goal with that, where I wanted something fun and unique and different than the other events that other conventions are currently running, but not too different, right? I didn't want to like reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. I still wanted to feel like MCP. And so I thought the idea of kind of working within the existing gem rules, which already exist, right? It's already balanced. We're just kind of giving them to whoever. Yeah. And now with Bucky getting nerfed, maybe there'll be a little less complaints of Bucky just being an insane reality gem target.
Yeah.
Which he is, and he probably still is. He's still good. But it'll be kind of interesting. I'd almost really like it if somebody found something busted. Like, if reality iHulk is just stupid, cool. That just won't be a thing.
Yeah, exactly. This is adapting. We are adaptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can, you know, a very small amount of shade to AMG. But I'm like, I can adjust this literally on the fly.
Well, we have much less bureaucracy to get through than AMG.
Yeah. I don't have to check with Disney. I'll just be like, all right, gymnastics. Exactly. We are not going to put no more reality on iHulk. That just won't be a thing if that's a problem. So, I mean, it's a fun format, but people want to win, and I don't begrudge them. Like, if someone wants to like fucking do the Midnight Suns reality iHulk, and what gem would you put on Blade? Would it be space? Giving him some more movement would be sweet.
Yeah. I could see space. I could also see just mind.
Yeah, pulling someone into his shenanigans.
And or pulling them just off the point and then his shenanigans.
Yeah. Obviously, power Ghost Rider is kind of fun because it turns him on to like, oh, you didn't even attack me. I'm immediately up in your face. No problem. Because I do seem like one where they might run a gem on every character, which is, I think, one of the things that's kind of cool about their build. And then just Doctor Strange being able to have access to other gems.
Yes. I do remember last year I did see I think it was Soul Gem Dormammu get played.
Wait, what? Soul Gem Dormammu? Was this your prodigy?
No.
This is next level GTA.
This was, I remember speaking to them, this was like their third game of Crisis Protocol.
Okay. That's totally
But
fair.
It's like, you will get to see some wacky stuff.
What do you think is the best gem to put on Dormammu? Is it power?
Time. Giving him some consistency on his attacks.
Yeah, right. And and time doesn't
it
reroll
does?
Skulls.
Because it is just at this point, Eye of Agamotto off of Doctor Strange, but for two power.
Okay. Yeah, it does. It is including Skulls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think being able to get his movement online right away is something that's worthwhile. And, like, space doesn't let him do both. Yeah. I mean, maybe it does in later rounds. Mm-hmm. Mind wouldn't be awful.
Giving him some control to spend his power on.
Yeah.
For if he doesn't kill someone.
You know, maybe I was a little too hard on the soul decision. Because a lot of people are going to have to, you know, deal with the chart, right? Because he can push you away, so people are going to, like, charge into specific positions. And
He's also
know,
a big base.
Mamu might not be a bad
call. He's also
call.
The big base, yeah. So he gets the biggest radius for that range 4.
Yeah. I think maybe I would lean power, but I'm coming around on the soul Dormammu plan.
But I think that's all the events.
Yeah, I mean that's the gist. There's going to be obviously scrambles and stuff. But these are the main side events. So there's always like I'm really happy that you're going to be there, and that I just get to trust you with this stuff. There is definitely a part of me that would love to run. Gymnastics and just like be right there with everybody, but I'm really glad that they have you.
Yes, and I'm super excited to be there.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. So, less than 3 weeks away. I think I'm barely realizing just how on the radar it is. But I'm legit. I'm planning to get some. My hope is that outside of Friday night. I can just hang out and get some games in the evening is going to be kind of my plan.
So,
I don't know if that'll mean that I end up working anyway, right? If I'm just around. Mm-hmm.
So, my plan, because a couple of people have reached out to me on Discord about this, is I'm going to be bringing some Arkham Horror the Card Game. So if people want to learn Arkham Horror the Card Game, I will have full demo sets brought with me to teach people and play some Arkham while I'm down there.
Nice. Yeah, the card game stuff in the evening, get a break from MCP, that makes a lot of sense.
And so. It's my favorite game of all time, so why wouldn't I infect more people with it?
Yeah, I've heard you mention it a couple of times. It might be your
might
thing.
Be.
But Lexa, why don't you do a shout out for your stuff, including your Arkham Horror card gaming. Before we wrap up the episode.
You can find me at the Morlocks MCP podcast, where each week we take a underloved character and bring them out of affiliation to and build a list around them out of affiliation to show you that you can always play your favorite character and do interesting stuff with them, even if it is not the biggest and best character in the game. I also do every Saturday morning at like 3 a.m. PST. I am at twitch.tv/codabgames doing Arkham Horde, custom Arkham Horde, the card game design stuff, if that is your type of interest. And there is plenty of other exciting stuff you can find me doing all over the place. We are coming into list season, which will all be on my Patreon. So all exciting stuff going on.
Into what season?
List season. End of year lists. I will be having my top 10 movies, top 5 TV shows, and top 25 songs of the year.
Mm-hmm. Intriguing.
Yes.
So, yeah. Definitely, listeners, check out Morlocks. I especially like it as it can sometimes just be a really nice palate cleanser, right? Like, you know, you've listened to a bunch of things. And you just have on such a good array of guests that I feel like there's always an episode when I'm just like, all right, I'm in the mood for something different, something that I can't expect, something that I can't predict how it's going to go. And then I'll just look at your list of episodes and I'll just be like, I love that guest. That person's super cool. And I'm just like, let's see what Lexa and them come up with.
Yes. And we recently had the 150th episode of Morlocked, which was a very fun, very fun time where, I had one of my common contributors, Brad A, surprise me with what character we are doing. Live on air, because normally I know about a month ahead of time and can do some like research and practice and stuff.
Yeah, do some prep.
Do some prep work. He surprised me with not only a character but a restriction. So it was a very fun episode if you like dumb stuff.
Nice, nice. Yeah, yeah. Don't spoil anything else. Got to check that out. So that sounds like a cool episode. So, listeners, absolutely check out Lexa and Morlocks and support her. And since we're wrapping up the episode, you know what time it is. The most OP thing that you can do is fucking play Spider-Woman and Carol in gymnastics and tell me about that shit. Please, for the love of Marvel. Nerds, thank you. Later.